Hello, this is Lincoln reading for you the Iroquois County Times-Republic for Thursday, March 26th, 2026. At the top of the front page, Watsika approves purchase of solar-powered surveillance trailer by Carla Waters, managing editor. A solar-powered surveillance trailer will provide the Watsika Police Department with a number of potential uses. Chief Eric M. Starkey spoke to the Watsika City Council about the trailer at the March 24th meeting. He said there are several funding operations the department has for the trailer. He said that he is applying for grant funding from a couple of different sources, and the department also has received a private donation of funds, plus still has money in its forfeitures fund and CARES Act funds. The cost of the trailer is about $45,000. I think the more eyes we can have for the city, the better, Starkey said. The trailer will have cameras inside and can be moved around to different areas of the city depending on what the need at the time is. Officers can track what the trailer cameras are picking up through a secure online platform or mobile app. He said it offers cost-effective and efficient surveillance solutions for remote locations. Since it is solar-powered, it has lower operating costs. The unit can be customized with surveillance equipment such as cameras, sensors, and communication devices. Starkey listed some of the potential uses as business parking lots, city parks, harvest days, high crime areas, schools, and some of the events going on in the community, including the 4th of July parade, Christmas parades, Watsika Family Festival, and Watsika Farmers Market. Whatever the situation may be, he said of the uses, the information will be stored locally, Mayor Benny Marcier said. I think this will be a very useful tool. Alderman Jeff Peterson said he is not opposed to the trailer. He does feel that there needs to be more work on project/capital projects planning for the next 2 to 5 years rather than purchasing as things come up. The council voted 5-0 with Aldermen Mark Garfield, Terry Pence, and Scott Munch absent. Sand volleyball being installed at Lakeview Park. Sand volleyball courts are being installed at Lakeview Park. This is the second of several features being installed at the park. The first was the outdoor fitness equipment, which was installed last year. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources Open Space Lands Acquisition and Development Grant is helping pay for the improvements. There will be 2 sand volleyball courts. It is expected the courts will be ready for use by May. A splash pad, bandshell, and pickleball courts are also planned. Watsika man deceased after reported brush fire, March 23rd. By Carla Waters, managing editor. Investigation into fire that led to the death of a Watsika man has been ruled as an accident. According to information from Watsika Fire Chief Ken Baer, firefighters were called at 3:48 p.m. March 23rd to a reported brush fire with a burn victim at 1018 North Jefferson Street. Watsika Fire and Riverside Ambulance were paged for a brush fire with a person possibly burned from the fire, Baer said in his report. Once on scene, it was found there was a victim and they were caught in the fire, which led to the fatality. WPD and WFD secured the scene until the coroner arrived while active fire was still being brought under control. No property damage caused by the fire. Iroquois County Coroner said the deceased is Davy Walker, 88. He said an autopsy will be conducted in McLean County to determine the cause of death. This person would normally have a small fire out back in a controlled area, and it appeared that it might have got out of control, and the resident was attempting to put the fire out, and something happened, which led to the accident, Bear said. As your local fire chief, I want to remind all residents, please don't ever be afraid to call 911 about an issue that you're not sure about or think it could possibly turn into an emergency. Our goal is to stop emergencies before they happen. That's what we're here for and why we train on many different emergency situations. Responding with Waseca Fire and Waseca Police were the Iroquois County Coroner's Office and Riverside. Unit 9 Board OKs Auditor Contract by Carla Waters, Managing Editor. The Unit 9 School Board made several decisions at its March 18th meeting. One of those items was the approval of the auditor contract with Russell Lee and Associates. According to information from the board, a letter from the Certified Public Accountants Company indicated that it will audit the financial statements of the governmental activities, the business-type activities, the aggregate discreetly presented component units, each major fund, and the aggregate remaining fund information, including the related notes to the financial statements of the district for the year ending June 30th. The fee for the audit will not exceed $7,800, according to the information in the letter. The board also approved a memorandum of an understanding with Heritage Woods. In a letter from Heritage Woods Executive Director Megan Hoffner, it was noted that the agreement is for emergency contingency relocation. As an assisted living community serving vulnerable residents, it is critical that we maintain a comprehensive emergency preparedness plan. In the event of a natural disaster, utility failure, fire, or other unforeseen emergency that would require evacuation of our building, we are seeking approval to designate the district's gymnasium facility as a temporary relocation site for our residents and staff, reads the letter. We believe the school's gymnasium would provide a safe, accessible, and climate-appropriate environment capable of accommodating our residents on a short-term basis until further arrangements could be made. To ensure this plan can be executed efficiently if ever needed, we respectfully request that the district designate primary and secondary contacts who would have authority to grant access to the facility in the event of an emergency. Several employment decisions were among those items approved. They include approved employment of Brianna Reisner as a fourth grade teacher, approved employment of Anna Parmenter as an elementary music teacher, approved employment of Emily Karowak as a social worker, approved Deanne Stanley from part-time to full-time employment. Approved employment of Jamie McCullough as a part-time cook's aide. Approved the designation of David Doyle as a cook. Approved contracts for Travis Findlay and Erica Sterenberg. The board also approved an agreement between Iroquois County CUSD number 9 and Donovan CUSD number 3 for transportation to Kankakee Area Career Center for 2026-27. Application for membership in the Illinois High School Association for 2026-27 was also approved. Other measures by the board include approved the 2026-2027 registration fees, approved the 10-year health safety Life Safety Survey Report approved the 2026-27 GRS School Improvement Plan, approved non-certified wage increases and administrator salaries. Pierce Storm is winner of Masonic Lodge number 446 reading program drawing by Kim Rabe for the Times Republic. The Illinois Masonic Child Assistance Program provides assistance to children and young adults in need of developmental, social, financial, and educational means. The program encourages them to achieve their goals, maintain high ambitions, and look for opportunities as they grow and mature into future leaders of society. Its vision, according to its website, is to lead these children and young adults toward a brighter future. Locally, Watsika Masonic Lodge number 446 sponsored the program in 5 Iroquois County grade schools. The local program was spearheaded by Tim Ketchum. Each school can integrate the Mason program with one already in place. For Crescent City Grade School, that was the Hawks Reading Challenge, which was created by the late Julie Dunn, librarian for CCGS. At CCGS, 3rd through 5th graders were able to participate. For each book they read, one ticket with their name on it went into the drawing. On March 20th, Jim Both and Christopher Both, members of the local lodge, were present for the drawing. In introducing the Masons was Heather Girth, CCGS Director of Student Services, and a fifth grade teacher. Christopher Both conducted the drawing, and the ticket pulled out of the container was that of third grader Pierce Storm, whose teacher is Nathan Kroll. Pierce received a copy of a flyer so he could pick out the bike he wants. He will then arrange a time to go to a local store with his mother, Julie Storm, so they can get the bike and a new helmet. When asked how many books he read, Pierce said about 14 or 15. He added, "I love to read." Bikes for Books, Read and Ride is a program organized by local Masonic lodges of the Grand Lodge in Illinois, AF and AM, to promote academic success through a positive recognition reading program. Illinois schools, whether public, parochial, or private, can participate. Generally, the program runs January through March, and here's a nice picture with a caption, Watsika Masonic Lodge, number 446, sponsored the Bikes for Books Read and Ride program in 5 Iroquois County grade schools recently. For each book read, a student's name went into a drawing, and the winner will receive a new bike and helmet, compliments of the Masons. Shown here are, left to right, Heather Girth, Crescent City Grade School's Director of Students Services and fifth grade teacher, Jim Both, representative of the Watsika Masonic Lodge, Pierce Storm, third grader of CCGS, winner of the bike drawing, and Christopher Both, representative of Watsika Masonic Lodge, number 446, photo by Kim. District number 249 discusses summer care of school grounds. The Crescent Iroquois, by Kim Rabe for the Times Republic, the Crescent Iroquois CUSD number 249 Board of Ed met Monday, March 16th. Board President Steve Massey called the meeting to order at 6:01, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. Roll call was taken by Becky Dirks with the following members present: Aaron Hamilton, Lee Medina, Tim Coleman, Dirks, and Massey. Member Candy Butzo arrived shortly after roll call. Also present was Superintendent Principal Lucas Schroeder. There were no changes to the agenda, so the board moved on to Schroeder's superintendent's report. Two are currently interested in doing the mowing of school grounds. On a good note, bus driver Miller has decided to stay until the end of the current school year. Board members were reminded to get their statements of economic interest turned in. Schroeder's principal's report named Evangeline Milk, second grade, and Carter Robinson, fifth grade, as the February students of the month. Enrollment for grades K through 5 is 51, and for grades 6 through 12, it is 47. Illinois assessment of readiness testing is set to begin this month. The reward for the third quarter Hawks Reading Challenge will be a trip to a movie. Spring break will take place Monday through Friday, March 23rd through 27th, and kindergarten night was slated for March 19th. The end of the third quarter is March 20th, and there will be no school Friday, April 3rd, or Monday, April 6th. In its first action, the board approved the following minutes of the February 23rd regular meeting, the treasurer's report dated February 28th, the payment of bills dated March 16th, the impressed fund and petty cash reports of February 28th, leaving closed minutes closed, and destruction of audio tapes older than 18 months. The board accepted the resignation of Lucy Wienrank as lunchroom supervisor. A memorandum of understanding with Rachel Puchel for the 2026-27 school year was approved. The board also approved for Schroeder to put mowing of school grounds out for bid. The meeting adjourned with the next meeting set for 6 p.m. Monday, April 20th in the Crescent City Grade School boardroom. IDOA launches iCover program. Pre-enrollment begins April 1st with opportunity to apply April 15th. Springfield Dateline. The Illinois Department of Agriculture, IDOA, is relaunching the Infield Conservation for Operationalizing Vital Ecosystem Resilience, iCover, program to promote the early establishment of cover crops using new techniques and/or technology. IDOA secured a $7 million USDA Natural Resource Conservation Service, NRCS, Regional Conservation Partnership Program, RCPP, grant to launch the program, which offers cost share / financial incentives to producers and landowners who are new adopters of cover crops or who utilize new techniques for earlier establishment of cover crops. iCover is a three-year program for cover crops planted in 2026, 2027, and 2028. The program was paused last summer out of an abundance of caution to protect the financial interests of farmers as federal funding was mired in uncertainty. IDOA refused to ask farmers to invest in the iCover program without knowing definitively that they would be reimbursed. State officials have since worked with USDA NRCS to reopen this critical program, continuing the state's commitment to soil health initiatives. All applicants who applied under the previous program period will be required to submit a new application to be considered for funding. Research shows cover crops strengthen soil health, reduce erosion, improve resilience during drought, and help manage pests, weeds, and diseases, said Jerry Costello II, Illinois Director of Agriculture. This program incentivizes farmers to protect and preserve Illinois soil, which is among the most fertile in the world. Pre-enrollment and applications are available online. Visit the IDOA website at agr.illinois.gov and select the iCover program link on the homepage. Pre-enrollment opens 8 a.m. Central Daylight Saving Time, CDT, Wednesday, April 1st, 2026. Program opens. Applications can be submitted 8 a.m. CDT, Wednesday, April 15th, 2026. Program closes 11:59 p.m. CDT, Friday, May 1st, 2026. The following rates will be available to selected applications for the following practice scenarios for each of the 3 years of the program. Scenario rates vary based on species, number, and type. $61.13 per acre for one or more cover crop species. Winter killed, $85.65 per acre for single cover crop species. Spring terminated, $105.40 per acre for one or more cover crop species. Spring terminated. IDOA will select applications on a first-come, first-served basis per county, such that the first application per county will be prioritized pending qualification and verification. If there are remaining program funds after the first application per county is verified, the second application per county will be prioritized pending qualification and verification, and so on. IDOA may establish and implement an acreage cap if needed to accommodate at least one application per county. IDOA will verify applications and respective acreage and local soil and water conservation district, SWCD, staff will check selected applicants' USDA Farm Bill eligibility, work with applicants on conservation planning, verify practice implementation, and assist with payment and reporting documents. Program viability is subject to availability of federal funds. A copy of the CCC-902 FSA subsidiary report and producer farm data, or proof of control of the land, will be needed if the applicant is selected. Acres must not be currently enrolled in other state, federal, or private programs that use state or federal funds to implement cover crops from late summer/fall 2026 through 2028, e.g., EQIP, CSP, fall covers for spring savings, or any other program that may include state or federal funds, and applicants must have control of the land for the life of the program. For program details, visit the iCover program rules at agr.illinois.gov/resources/landwater/iCoverHTML. Or contact IDOA by email or by phone at 217-782-6297. Celebrate spring's arrival with new Illinois Extension Four Seasons Gardening webinars. Dateline Urbana. Springtime brings visions of beautiful butterfly gardens and dreams of delicious vegetable varieties growing in a garden or porch pots outside the window. According to information provided, garden planning and the countdown to a new growing season continue with two new webinars from University of Illinois Extension's Four Seasons Gardening Series. The spring series begins April 7th with sessions to help with building gardens and get spring moving. Extension horticulture experts will present tips, how-tos, and answer questions about each monthly topic. The series focuses on home gardening, environmental stewardship, and backyard food production. Sessions are free and presented live online beginning at 1:30 p.m. on select Tuesdays. Registration is required at go.illinois.edu/fourseasons. Spring webinar session schedule: Growing a Butterfly Garden, Illinois Butterflies and Their Host Plants, April 7th. Butterflies use a variety of plants for nectar, but their caterpillars are often more picky. Learn about the benefits of using native plants to attract more butterflies to yards and which ones will give the most bang for the ecological buck. Veggie Visions, unveiling new flavors in 2026. May 12th, embark on a culinary adventure with the exciting lineup of new vegetables unveiled for the 2026 season. Learn about the unique characteristics, growing tips, and delectable uses of these fresh additions. Be among the first to discover the latest in vegetable gardening trends and get ready to transform kitchens with a harvest of vibrant and enticing produce. Extension educators Jamie Vibach and Bruce Black will lead the spring series sessions. To find more information and to sign up for each session, go to go.illinois.edu/fourseasons. Can't make the seminar session? Every program is recorded and available on the Illinois Extension Horticulture YouTube channel. Videos are available about 2 weeks after the live program. If you need a reasonable accommodation to participate, please contact the series coordinators, Gemini Balsod at gbhalsod@illinois.edu, Andrew Holsinger at aholsing@illinois.edu, and Nancy Kreith at Kreith, K-R-E-I-T-H, at illinois.edu. Early requests are strongly encouraged to allow sufficient time for meeting access needs. Shaban's Lodge plans pancake sausage breakfast. Shaban's Lodge of St. Anne, number 429 Freemasons, will be having an all-you-can-eat pancake and sausage breakfast April 19th. It will be from 8 to 11 a.m. There is a cost, $10 per adult, $5, 10-year-olds and under. Shaban's, Clifton, Ashcombe, on duty, in uniform, first responders eat free. The event will be at 80 East 1st South Street, Shaban's, next to Casey's off I-57. I am Lincoln, and I have been reading for you the Iroquois County Times-Republic for Thursday, March 26th, 2026. Have a fabulous day.